Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk business on Fridays. One of Sacramento's most swanky and expensive restaurants, The Kitchen, is moving to a surprising location. The Kitchen plans to remodel a building on Broadway at 9th Street. It's across the street from the cemetery, the city cemetery. Not exactly a glitzy neighborhood there.
Yeah, it's a fascinating move by the Sullivan family, which owns The Kitchen. You're right. This is, you know, one of Sacramento's most highly regarded restaurants, and you can easily spend a couple $100s or more per person for dinner. The owners haven't said exactly why they're moving, but the current location near Cal Expo isn't fashionable precisely either, and parking is tight there. I really think they've made a gutsy choice, though, in picking a new neighborhood that is on the way up but has a ways to go.
And this part of Broadway is close to where a home building project has just begun, right?
Four blocks away or so from an infill project that we've talked about before called The Mill at Broadway, where construction is beginning. I think Sullivan is betting that this stretch of Broadway will follow the trajectory of our street. You know, a lot of industrial space there that could become homes or retail for young families. You know, at the same time, this comes as the city is ramping up an effort to improve a longer stretch of Broadway. And by the time The Kitchen finishes work on this building and moves in, which is late next year probably, Broadway could be turning into one of the hot new neighborhoods.
So the guy who heads a trade group for realtors made some news in Sacramento recently. Joel Singer gave a speech to the California Association of Realtors, and he said the state faces a lost generation of home buyers. I think I know what he's getting at, but what exactly is he referring to?
This is a pretty stark warning. We've heard this sort of thing discussed before, but it really says something urgent about the problem of affordable housing. Singer says that crazy home prices and a lack of home construction and the difficulty of getting mortgages, among other things, in California will drive many young families out of state to buy homes. And, you know, pretty much everyone agrees about the home affordability problem, but answers are difficult to find. The city of Sacramento, by the way, is working on a new way to raise money for affordable housing. Instead of requiring builders just to include affordable units in their projects, this new policy, proposed anyway, would let them pay a fee instead. But, you know, it's really not clear how much of a dent that would make in the problem.
For people who follow local business, a familiar name was back in the news after federal prosecutors indicted Abe Alizadeh on charges of bank fraud. But his business empire collapsed like several years ago, right? Why is this coming up so many years later?
It's been 7 years since he filed for bankruptcy. The U.S. Attorney's Office says it has a 10-year statute of limitations, so prosecutors could take their time with this. Feds say Alizadeh and an escrow officer altered documents so he could get outsized loans on properties. Of course, their attorneys dispute that, but this is likely to be a hard-fought battle, and it'll bring back a lot of bad memories from the housing crash.
About 800 local jobs at HealthNet, that's the insurance plan, those jobs could be on the line when a major contract goes up for renewal. What's this all about?
I'm always surprised at how big a part of our local economy health insurance is, and this is an example. Contracts with the U.S. military are a big part of the business, and currently HealthNet has a contract to provide insurance to a big chunk of that market, like 2.8 million people in the military, and it manages all that out of Rancho Cordova. So the government is taking bids now for the next 5-year term of this contract, and HealthNet will have to compete to keep the business. Because the military is reorganizing this program from 3 regions into 2, HealthNet's in an interesting position. The contract will either get a lot bigger or they'll lose it altogether. It will take a long time for this to unfold, but there's really a lot at stake in this region.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and you can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.